Foxville Station on 2 for Timeline.
Good morning, Jessica. We're with you on 2.
Good morning. I understood I was supposed to give you guys a call because there might be a big change to events.
Well, of course, it turned out we had a lot of discussions because we were having some S-band commanding issues, but now everything has decided to play nicely, and you are go to perform your timeline as scheduled.
Hey, excellent. I will go ahead and get into it then. Thanks very much.
The next station, Sofiense, for Columbus Deck 3, consolidate.
Good morning, Sophie. Communication with you on 2. Go ahead.
Good morning, Kenneth. It's very glad to work with you today. Can you, if you want to come on board with a Columbus camera or whatever VCA, just let me know. I'm happy to show you how it goes when opening at 3, if you want to.
And Sophie, we copy that, and we will take your offer and try to come on board with that.
Okay, so which camera do you want now?
And Sophie, we can try to go for VCA2.
VCA2, copy. So we'll put this into the right orientation, and you guys let me know.
That sounds great to us, Sophie. And Sophie, whilst I have you here, I want to give you a heads up also in step 7, this mod 01. So basically, you'll be tilting the deck 2 rack, and we are aware that the right cable might not fully engage during the rack tilting. We plan to look into this if the problem persists, but for today, we kindly ask you to pay extra attention that the storage below the deck is not pinched during the rack tilting.
So when I will come to deck 2, I will pay extra attention, and I will let you know as well.
That's a very good understanding, Sophie.
Huntsville, station on 2 for cold stowage on it.
And we're with you on 2, Chris.
So this step says to gather quantity 2 of this particular part number of light-duty cryo gloves, and then to report the quantity of gloves to POIC. And I just wanted to double-check, do you only want me to gather 2 gloves in the Ziploc bag, or do you want me to gather all the gloves? Because I have 3 pairs of that particular part number in this location, and I just wanted to check whether you wanted me to gather all of them or just 2, and also to just triple-check whether 2 means 2 gloves or 2 pairs of gloves.
And Chris, you kind of got clipped at the beginning by a short handover. I copied your question about the gloves, but which line item are you looking at?
All right, about that, I walked right into that. I'm looking at 2.01, and so in that stowage location, there are 3 pairs of that particular part number of glove. And so I just wanted to check, is this the step in the stowage track to gather quantity 2? And so is the idea for me to gather all, but also to report the quantity of gloves to POIC. And so I just wanted to double check if I'm supposed to gather all the gloves or just 2, and whether that's 2 or 2 pairs of gloves. 2 individual gloves, 2 pairs of gloves.
Okay, we copy all, Chris. Stand by. And Chris Huntsville's back with you on 2.
Chris is here ready to copy.
Okay, totally understand your question. We do want you to only gather 2 pairs of those small gloves and put them into the gathered Ziploc and leave the additional pair in the JPM Aft 5 Lima location. And the same is true for the follow-on line items as well.
Copy that, and then for the report step, you want to be to basically give you how many pairs of each of those part numbers are in that location as well. Is that the intent?
Yes, please, and also the report on the quality of gloves, not quantity, to know if they're still usable, are they worn, do they look good.
Ah, okay, yeah, sorry. I read that as quantity, not quality. Yep, copy that. Sounds good. Thank you. I'll keep pushing ahead on it. Appreciate the clarification.
And Munich Station Sophia 2 for deck 3 panel.
Sophie, go ahead.
So actually, you can see here where are the friction points as well, on the side as well, and I guess as well on the pins. So I would advise also to apply some brake cuts on the friction points here. What do you think?
Sophie, we concur with that. Please go ahead.
And Munich Sophie again on 2.
And Sophie, Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead.
Although the step is before the other ones, I will first get ready for everything and prepare the racks and do the other steps and apply the brake cut at the very last minute so that I'm sure it really is before, it stays on before closing the deck.
And Sophie, we copy that, and that is fine with us, and yeah, we are here. Let us know if you need our assistance.
Spill, station on 2 for cryo gloves.
With you on 2, Chris.
Hey, I have completed up through step 2.05, and it looks like the subsequent steps 2.05, 6, 7, and 8 are all confirming that there is a quantity of one of each of these types of gloves left in this location, but there's actually a fair bit more of each of these different gloves after I've taken out the ones to stow in that Ziploc bag. And I just wanted to know whether I should just leave them all as and report the quantity, or if you wanted me to unstow all except one of each of those sizes.
And Chris, you can leave them in that location, but we would like to know how many pairs of each size are remaining, please.
Copy that, and I will note that down in store track. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew and Optimus health status.
Go ahead on 2, Sonny.
Hey, Jessica, just as a heads up, we have had an issue with Occam's, and it will not be addressed until ops plan gets in, so we cannot see any crew notes or activity statuses.
Okay, copy that. We will make sure that we call down with any pertinent info that you need in a timely manner, and if you're missing something that you think you would want to see, just give us a call.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Munich, station Sophia 2 for deck 3 stowage.
Sophie, Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead.
Right now, I'm at step 6.07 for transferring all the contents of the half CTB to the full CTB for SSL hardware. And to be honest, there are a ton of very small items in half CTB 1425. And I'm not sure it would ease the process to put them into the 1.0 CTB, especially for further activities. So with your permission, I would leave everything, and I think all of this can be stowed in deck 3 if it's, like, because the 0.0 CTB 5677 is not full, and I think I can manage to put everything in deck 3.
And Sophie, we copied everything, and we are fine with you stowing all of those items in deck 3.
Copy. So, yeah, thank you. I think keeping them in the house CTB 1425 will really ease the process of further operations when we'll need to access items.
And Sophie, we do copy that, and we do concur.
Munich station Sophie and 2 for just 2 items from the lid.
Sophie, go ahead on 2.
Yeah, so I had started transferring items from the lid to the other lid, so I did put them back in place. I just have a doubt with 2 items. One is EC, software flash drive, this one that you can see on camera. And the other one is a washer and a screw with a bolt. It says GMT35. Were these in the lid of 5677 or 1425?
And Sophie, we copy that and we can see them also on the camera. We suspect they were from the CTB with serial number 5677.
Okay, so they are back in the lid of 5677, great.
That sounds great. Thank you.
And Munich Station, Sophie and two for just an update for better stowage.
And Munich is with you on two, Sophie. Go ahead.
In order for the drawer Alpha and Bravo to be even, I would say, and fit better in terms of stowage, I did relocate the orange Lumina kit from Alpha to Bravo. This kit from Alpha to Bravo. And as well, the set of straps that were in Alpha. And all the rest is per procedure. And it fits with both 1.0 CDB 5677 and 0.5 CTB 1425 in Alpha.
And Sophie, we do copy that.
Huntsville Station on 2 for gloves step 3.
With you on 2, Chris.
Yeah, I'm looking at these cotton gloves in the JLP Hoppa 1 Golf, and the quantities unfortunately don't match what is in here, and just wanted to double-check my understanding. But there are two pairs of extra larges, two pairs of larges, three pairs of mediums, and three pairs of smalls. My reading of the step is that we want to have two pairs of each of those sizes remaining, and then to put the excess in the Ziploc bag. Is that a good understanding?
And stand by, Chris. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and gloves.
This is with you, too.
Yes, Chris. We need to do a little digging to figure out if we want you to move all of those gloves or leave some behind in that location. While we work on that, if you want to jump ahead to step 4 and continue working, I will let you know when we have an answer.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. I will jump ahead to step 4. And I think what I will also probably do is there was just kind of a big bag with a whole bunch of white gloves in them, all of different sizes, all mixed together. So I might try to get some smaller Ziploc bags and just separate them out by size to make life easier as well.
That sounds like a good plan. Thanks. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and cold stowage gloves at your convenience.
Huntsville, Chris is with you on 2.
Hey, Chris. Finally got our story together for step 3. We would like to leave two pair of each size in the current location in the JLP. So from the numbers you gave us, that looks like you will be moving one pair of medium and one pair of small to that Ziploc bag for stowage in the PMM.
That tracks with my account, so I'll leave. I'll just move one pair of each of those and leave the rest up in the that JLP golf compartment. Thank you.
And thank you for letting us know about the discrepancy in numbers.
No worries. Thanks.
Next station on 2 for back to rotation.
And Sophie, we are with you on 2. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm relocating systems so that we are ready for deck 2 rotation. Just wanted to know if there is a procedure for the deck rotation to be sure I don't miss anything, or do I just unlatch the top pins and just do it?
And Sophie, we copy that. We'll get back to you in a few seconds with a procedure to reference.
Thank you.
Station Munich, Space to Ground 2-4, Sophie.
Go ahead, I'm ready to copy.
Sophie, we do have an XTP for you. It is 1.202, Columbus ISPR rotation. Call 1-2 rotate up and down, and that should be a good reference for you.
Okay, 1-202, Columbus ISPR rotation. Thanks.
And Sophie, we copy the serial number 003.
And Munich Station, Sophie for direct-back type Shawnee.
Sophie, Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead.
So I can only fit just one VR kit serial number. I did put inside serial number 1002. I can also, and the other thing that did fit was the Denmark kit and the Davis kit. But there is not enough room for the VR kit serial number 1001.
You check it.
And Munich Sophie on 2, I have a solution for you.
Sophie, please go ahead.
There is enough room in backpack type Bravo, serial number 003. If you want me, I can put this in the VR kits, the other VR kits into this one.
And Sophie, we're just about to come on board to you, but yeah, this is a feasible solution also for us. So please go ahead and store the VR kit into this bag.
Copy. And Munich Sophie and 2, I don't know if you were tracking this, but in this bag there was a cable that I show on the camera, which is called the Moral Probe Kit, the Probe X. It's a cable for PDOP.
Sophie, we copy that, and this was on our radar. We are tracking it, and yeah, you can leave them in the bag.
Yes. And Munich Station, Sophie on 2 for Columbus Village.
And Munich is with you on 2, Sophie. Go ahead.
Just because there are some small items, I'm relocating those small items into Ziplocs so that they don't get lost. And it's just before transferring to the bag type. So, under deck 2.
And Sophie, we copy that, and we will keep note of that. Thank you. Station Munich on spiritual ground 2 for Sophie and Columbus under deck consolidation.
Munich Station, Sophie is with you now. I was caving under the deck trying to find one tool.
Yes.
That was in the procedure.
And Sophie, I just realized that. Apologies for disrupting you, Kevin. Adventure. So we just have a go back for you in 7.06. So we would need you to retrieve a ZBook battery that is in the 0.5 CTB. The serial number of the ZBook battery is 1004, and we would need you to store that in a 1.0 CTB with serial number 1467. And the rationale for this is that we should not be storing any batteries behind the deck.
I'll retrieve the battery, and I'll check the serial number. I'll confirm it to you, and then we'll store the battery in 1467.
That sounds awesome, Sophie. Thank you.
Welcome. Station Sophia 2 confirming serial number for the battery 1004.
And Sophie, we did copy the serial number of the ZBook battery 1004.
And Munich Station Sophia 2, just quick information.
Station Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead, Sophie.
So the top right Latch doesn't want to latch when I'm trying to push down. The left one is okay, so I just unlatched the two of them, and I'm going to be checking underneath the volume and try again. But just so that you understand what's going on in here.
And Sophie, copy and thanks for that. Awareness, yeah.
Station on 2 for IMTP.
And Jessica, Huntsville's with you on 2.
Sorry about that, Huntsville. I guess this is you guys, since it's standard measures. I am getting set up. I've got the Note 3 camera on and just checking if we'll be on 3 or 4.
Your specialist is waiting for you on Space to Ground 4.
Okay, copy. Space to Ground 4. Thank you.
And Munich Station, Sophie on 2. The two pins are now locked in D2. Deck 2 rack is latched.
And Sophie, we copied that, and yeah, we saw your muscle flexion as well. You are our hero down here. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was quite an adventure this morning after the caving.
Sophie, we can imagine that, and also, yeah, we did make some notes that will be quite helpful for us in the future, like we making sure that we have the VCA, because this proved very helpful for us, so we will take that note and then, yeah, make sure that we implement that in next activities.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for your help.
Station, Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Columbus under deck consolidation.
Sophie's with you on 2.
And Sophie, just one last item. We saw you move a CTB a few seconds ago, 0.5 CTB with serial number 5002. Could you please tell us where you put the CTB? It is the last one that you took from the Deck 3 area.
Yeah, so 5002 is named blood analyzer, and I guess this is the place where we can stow all of our stuff for blood draws, but let me check what's in it.
And Sophie, we copy that. We don't need you to check what is in it. We just we would want this to be placed in the Node 2 Port 5 area.
Node 2, port 5. Copy.
And that is a good copy, Sophie. And the rationale is that we do not expect the CTB to be in this current location.
Wait, let me check if I can find some room in Node 2, port 5. So, quick question again from Sophie and 2 from Munich. So Node 2 port 5, there is no available space for that, and so if you could find an alternate location for HALCTB 5002, that would be great.
Sophie, we copy there is no space in Node 2 port 5, and we are checking for unavailable alternative space.
Munich from Sophie and 2.
And Sophie, Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead.
So that's the end of the activity on my side. But you can call me anytime today with a new location of 5002. And I understood from what my colleague told me is that Node 2 port 5 was a tentative location for an experiment which is called Venus Flow. And so this might end up going somewhere else in the end, but it was a tentative for scientific medical experiment, Venus Flow.
And Sophie, we copied everything. For now, we would kindly ask you to store this 0.5 CTB in Node 2 just as temp storage.
Okay, I will temp store it in Node 2 on the MWA, and we'll sort it out later. And if you can coordinate, maybe, I guess, Huntsville will have the solution for that. And just in the last point, the breakout on Deck 3 F panel was super successful. So, success story today.
And Sophie, we copied all, and yes, indeed, it was a success today, and we have you to thank. So thank you very much from the ground team. And yeah, we very much appreciate your support today. And yeah, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much, and thank you to the ground team for the amazing work in terms of stowage. I know it's tricky to do all this, so thank you. Columbus looks great now.
Da, Sophie. Merci beaucoup.
Merci, merci.
Встречаю вас, ГИ-2. Сергей, я хорошо тебя слышу. Меня слышно хорошо, вас, ГИ-2?
Да, прекрасно слышу.
Как слышно в СГ-2?
В СГ-2 слышу хорошо, как меня слышно.
И тебя слышно хорошо в СГ-2. Ну, остаемся на втором канале, потому что Андрей там по сепарации в СГ-1 активно сейчас говорит. Вот. Ну, я правильно понимаю, аккумулятор поставил на разряд второй и включил, не включил РС-2?
Аккумулятор поставил на разряд в 10.28, как ночью отметил, и РС-2 включен сейчас. У него ЦИАН сейчас.
Да, и ЦИАН будет, Путин просто будет сейчас в таком режиме, с ним земли поработают. Вот. Ну и по работе, Сергей, в общем, задача найти этот кабель и посмотреть, он закрыт, не закрыт заглушкой. Вот как бы в двух словах задача этой работы.
Хорошо, да, приступаем.
Я на связи. Будет информация, выходи.
Хорошо. Поставим тест, СГ-2 по соединителю.
Встречаю вас, ГИ-2, Сергей.
Соединитель там, где и указано в радиограмме. Фотографии сделал, положил в ШСС.
Он был как бы заизолирован. Стояла заглушка на нем или нет? Или пришлось там сиролента мотать?
Нет, он вот заглушка ровно так, как на радиограмме, в том же самом месте, в том же самом состоянии.
Отлично, Сергей, работа сделана. Вот, ну, это как бы электроновские вещи, там он блок перекачки запитывал, дальше будут думать, что с этим разъемом делать. То есть он там аккуратно висит, заглушка на нем стоит, фотографию ты нам отправишь через 6С. Хорошо?
Да, фотографии положил на ШСС, также положил на ШСС две папки, это фотографии ЕТВ-1504, место негерметичности и само емкость, оболочку с объемом воды, которая в ней. И также там же папка с фотографией переходника четверть дюйма карданного.
Отлично, Сергей, большое спасибо. Слушай, ну на этом мы тогда в СГ-2 прекращаем общаться. Мы сейчас обратную конфигурацию сделаем. Снова уходим на СГ-1. Проверять не надо, потому что там Андрей постоянно разговаривает.
Ну, понял, хорошо.
Все, до связи.
До связи.
Station Houston on 2. No response required, but we have normalized our public calls and we can put operational comm back on Space Ground 2. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jack or Chris regarding the HGVX washer that was found.
Houston, this is Jack on 2. We heard you calling.
Hey, Jack. Just wanted to circle back with about the HGVX washer that Chris was asking about a day or two ago. We can go ahead and trash that in the current hardware JSB at your convenience.
Right. An X washer that Chris found the other day is go to trash in the current hardware JSB.
Those are good words. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Avi. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you too, man.
Clowns running around MCC today?
Just one that looks very similar to myself.
Nice.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and the CTV that's currently on the MWA.
Tommy, go. I think that's half CTV 5002.
Yep, that's exactly the one, Jack. So we are pretty confident that this has some of your IMAX and hygiene equipment in it, and we are looking to have you update the label on it. We believe it currently says blood analyzer, but if you want to update it to Hathaway IMAX and deploy it to whatever crew preference location you prefer, then that would suit us. How does that sound to you?
Sami, I love the idea of making it right. Unfortunately, the HACCP does indeed contain the blood analyzer. We've been using this as a test stove for one of the science experiments we've been doing with the blood draws in Columbus. All it has in it is the blood analyzer that belongs in one of the med kits, and I'm tracking which one. So if it's all right with you, I will put the blood analyzer back in the appropriate med kit, and then I'll put the empty in the empty CTB pantry.
Jack, we appreciate those words. We're checking. And we are great with that plan. Thank you so much. That wasn't really what we expected, but we appreciate the proposal and would love for you to do exactly as you proposed.
In the space flight, man, you never know what you're going to find.
Very true. Thank you, sir. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and blood analyzer follow-up.
Tommy, it's Jack on 2. I'm ready.
Hey, Jack, so we got with Huntsville, and it sounds like your next venous flow event will be in about 3 weeks. So with that info, we wanted to see if you had a recommendation on how you wanted to handle the blood analyzer and CTB.
Okay, 3 weeks out, with all the cargo coming up, we will just stow it in the appropriate med kit, and I will put 5002 half CTB in the CTB pantry.
Houston copies. Thanks for the plan.
And station Sophie on 2 for NBN.
Sophie on 2, Sophie, go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could start early for the IFM.3 IV cleaning.
Sophie, give us a couple minutes to get saving in place, and we'll give you that go shortly.
Great. I will need 10 minutes at least to start with because I need to remove a ton of sewage in front of the panel, so you get plenty of time.
Houston copies. Station Houston on 2 for Sophie.
Go ahead on 2.
Sophie, safing is in place for step 1. And friendly reminder, there is no automatic smoke detection in node 3.
Thank you very much.
Houston, Chris is on 2 with a stowage question.
Go ahead on 2, Chris. Got to hand over in 2 minutes.
Yeah, I just had to retrieve a couple items for the current stowage task that I'm working on from Columbus Overhead 3 aft, so I had to rotate the rack down, and since I'm up there, I've freed up a fair bit of space in the back of this rack, and I was wondering if you guys had anything I could stick up there while I'm while I've got the rack all rotated down.
Chris, that is a great question. We will think on it and get back to you.
Sounds good. Thanks. Houston, Chris on 2 before the handover. I realize I should have told you I took out about 2 1.0 CTBs worth, and there was maybe another half to one CTB of additional space up there beyond that.
Copy. Houston Station on 2 for Chris and Columbus Stowage.
Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for IMV fan cleanup.
Houston on 2, Sophie, go ahead.
Step 2.5, do you want me to use a portable O2 monitor sampling?
Negative. That is not required today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Houston, Chris is back with you on 2 for stowage.
Hey, Chris. Love the thought, but unfortunately, that big old gap that you found, we're going to be filling right back up at the end of your activity.
Oh, look at that. I should have looked ahead. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Chris and Roten Research Stowage. One additional item.
Right on to Chris.
Hey, Chris, that metal bar you found earlier, you can go ahead and trash that.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Sensation, Sophie, on 2 for IMV fan cleaning.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
Step 3.4 is IMV fan removal required for cleaning silencer or not?
And Sophie, we do not expect you to need to move it, but sort of a question to you to make sure you can access what you need today.
I'll let you know. For now, all access is this, so I'll let you know.
Copy. Thanks.
Houston airlock on 2 for LCVG fill.
Go ahead, Jessica. What's you on 2?
Hey, Julia. I'm excited to be back in the airlock again. I am just checking if you guys have completed the initial steps.
Hey, firm. Those are complete.
Okay, I've got the airlock and node 1 cameras on as well, so I see myself starting in step 4.
We concur, and we've got good views. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
And station, Sophie and Cooper, IMP, Bellows cleaning.
With you on two, Sophie.
So on step 6.1, that's does complete and ready for checkout.
We copy. Good speedy work there.
Cleaning and Ninja has finished her task, but there was a lot of dust in here. Seeing the pictures.
We copy.
Spill, Chris on 2 with a stowage question, step 11.02.
With you on 2, Chris, go ahead.
Hey, so the 1.0 CTV Express spares, serial number 1001, I just stowed a few TCS supply lines and VES lines in the prior steps into this bag, and this bag is like really bulging and was extremely difficult to close. I'm not sure they're going to be able to get another item like the one called out in 11.02 into that, and I was wondering if there's an alternate location I can put that.
And we copy all, Chris, and we're looking for an alternate location. We'll get back to you shortly.
Thank you.
Houston, station Sophie on 2 for IMB Fen.
Houston's with you on 2.
I just noticed that you reactivated the fan, and I feel good inlet flow through the fan screen, the inlet screen.
Houston copies.
And just a suggestion, since I'm a bit ahead of schedule right now, I think I could optimize the stowage in this end cone, and maybe we could gain some space for more stowage for more CTB. Would you be interested in me to do that?
And Sophie, we appreciate the offer. We will definitely take you up on some optimization, and if you do end up moving anything, just please let us know.
Okay, so just maybe first a quick question. I don't know if you were tracking, but behind, like, at the very far end of the end cone, there are some CDBs that are really not accessible, but they are still there. 4.5.4.5.8. And we have also, it's like almost behind the hatch, but very difficult to access, so I just wanted to know if you were tracking this or not.
We're checking, Sophie. And Sophie, one question back to you. To which hatch are you referring when you say that there's some stowage behind the hatch that's hard to access?
And here's some time, Sophie. I'm talking about the hatch that is port further, like, must port and go. Actually, sorry, my bad. It's not a hatch, it's just the end cone. I've never put my head inside this before, but no, sorry. It's I was confused by a very little view because there was a lot of clutter in front, but it's not a hatch. The end cone, I'm sorry.
All good. You really had us scratching our heads on our mental maps. That is expected. End cone is stuffed a couple layers deep there, so appreciate the heads up. That matches what we're tracking.
Yes, great, and sorry for extra scratching of your heads, but just if you want to track, there is still the room, like, close to this end cone, there is still room for 1.0 CTV, like, kind of hidden the wall that is protecting the A-res.
Be copy.
So there, I walk on to.
With you on to you, Jessica.
Set LCBG 3350 in step 38.
Jessica, we copy. That's a good serial number, and we do need you to verify the LED on top of EDAR for us real quick.
You copy. So you mean in the back of the plus where the EDAR actually sits?
Affirm. There should be a green LED on top.
Set airlock on 2.
Handing over in 6 seconds. We'll catch you on the other side.
Copy.
Back with you on 2, Jessica.
Julia, I don't recall where that LED is. I am behind the plus looking at the EDAR, and I can see on the top there's a little screw, and there's a Wi-Fi USB switch, and there's cables coming out of either end, but I don't see any LEDs.
Checking.
And Julia, disregard, I found it. Just for future knowledge, you have to be really high above the EDAR and looking down. It looks like it's just a nut, but the green LED is on there. And Jack remembered that, so he pointed it out to me.
Okay, copy. That is helpful. And just so you know why we were asking, EVA was not receiving their data, but as we spoke about it, their data appeared. So appreciate your check.
Okay, copy.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Chris and Stowage question.
And Julia Airlock, just to make sure that was a go for set 39, correct?
Affirm, go for 39.
Okay, thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie at your convenience.
Go ahead.
All right. For that approximately 1.0 CTB hole that you found, in PMM1 Deck 1, we have several CTBs packed with other CTBs. One of those would be a good candidate for that spot. We just need you to let us know which one you pick.
PMM1 Deck 1, 1.0 CTB. If you had a recommendation, I would appreciate, because this location is very difficult to access, so it would have to be something that is not accessed every day.
Yeah, it's just a bag full of other bags, right? CTB full of CTBs, so we wouldn't need to access that regularly. And we can find it.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah, I'll take this.
Okay. If you'd like, we can find you a specific serial number, but
no worries, I'll take one. I understand
okay.
that.
And while I have you, I can let you know that the Node 3
I'll take one.
Smoke detector has been re-enabled.
And my sniff check tells me there is no problem in here.
Huntsville, Chris on.
Hey, Chris, we have an alternate location for that cable when you're ready.
Ready to copy.
All right, you can put that in 1.0 CTB, serial number 5012, which is located at Columbus 42 Echo 2, and should be labeled cable/hoses.
Okay, I will take that jumper out of the CTB it's in and put it in Columbus 42 Echo 2 in 1.05012.
Perfect, works for us.
Airlock on 2.
Go ahead, on 2.
I am back in set 47, so per the star block, I see that for LCBG fills, it's common that you have to do this multiple times, but I've done it 3 times now, and there's definitely good flow there. I could see the flow, and now I see that there are no bubbles remaining in the LCBG lines, but the temperature has still not decreased. So I am assuming I just need to keep on doing 45 through 47.
And Jessica, we are seeing a slight decrease on the ground, so it's just taking its sweet time. But if you see no bubbles, we are happy, and you are go to proceed in 50.
Okay, copy. No bubbles, so I'll go to proceed. Thanks. Julia, I do finally see the temperature start coming down as well.
Copy. Good news.
Send Sophie N2 for node 3 info.
It's N2. Sophie, go ahead.
It took me a little bit longer to gather the 1.0 CTB to go, far behind. This number is 1466, and it took me some time because I gathered some old generations 1.0 CTBs that we use less frequently, kind of old.
We copy.
And Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for node 3 and cone.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
So there is room for one additional 1.0 that would be not too bulky, just the right size, and even more one extra one, depending on how much we want this area to be full. Room for two extra 1.0s and one half CTB. There is one thing, though, that I would be conscious about. If we do add the 0.5 CTB, then it would partially cover the inlet, which is protected by a ring, so there's still air coming in, but yeah. I can send you pictures if you want to.
Sophie, we will take those pictures and copy the info. We don't need to put anything in there for now, but we will think on it.
Are
why don't I suggest another ID? If you want, I can just take Note 3 camera, and if you come on board, then you have directly the right picture and right away on camera.
Sophie, we'll take you up on that offer. Note 3 camera sounds great.
Let's do it.
Station Houston, space to ground 2 for Jessica or Jack for PMM at your convenience.
Yes.
All right, we have a get-ahead option for you guys while you're in the PMM. Next week, GMT 96, Jack's going to be handing over a WHC pump separator to Sergey that's located in PMM, overhead 4, Alpha 2 locker. I can give you a serial number for that if you want to grab it while you're in there, and then maybe stow it somewhere that's more easily accessible when he gets to that activity.
Good thing that was PMM, overhead 4, Alpha 2 locker, and what was that item again?
A WHC pump separator.
Okay, and serial number? 2303065. 2303065. Is that a part number or a serial number?
That is a serial number, and I have a barcode too, if you like that.
Okay, I think the serial number should be enough, but we'll call you if we have any confusion on that. Thank you.
Sounds good. Appreciate your help.
Thank you. That'll save us some time next week, it sounds like, so I appreciate the heads up.
And Sophie Houston on 2, we are looking at your Node 3 view and assessing.
Okay, so let me describe. So right now I'm looking at the port side, and so if I go here, this is the port forward. So this is the IMV band that I just cleaned, and here there is one room for half CTV. Right there. But it would slightly cover, but because there is a ring, you assess if you want to cover more or leave that much empty space. Okay, so from there, if we go slightly down, right down in terms of the ARED, so you can see that there is some, a little bit of empty space, but it's less than a 0.5 CTB here. If we go more to the cupola, so there is a 1.0 CDB here, and behind the ARED here and above the ATU, it used to be more stuff in here, and we have another room for another 1.0 CDB. So if I zoom out, just to give you the big picture, we still have the emergency equipment, which is very well accessible right there, all the three 1.0 CDBs for emergency. We still have the lights on of the fire port accessible, the IMV right there, the ATU, all of this is accessible. Right here we can add 1.0 CDB, right here another 1.0 CDB, right here a quarter CDB or whatever, and here a 0.5 CDB.
And Sophie, thank you for the tour. That was very helpful. We probably won't have an immediate answer for you, but we'll work on getting one so we can optimize all those open holes.
All right. Make me happy. Optimizing stowage. Yay. And I will turn off the camera if okay for you, and we'll work on stowing all of my tools for the activity.
That sounds great. Thanks again for your help.
You're welcome.
Station Houston, space to ground 2 for Sophie and follow-up stowage question.
Move you on
through. Sophie, about 2 feet to the right of that inlet that you showed us we were concerned about in the 0.5 CTB spot, there should be a manual IMV valve. From the views that you showed us, it looked like that might have been obstructed, so we just want to verify that that valve is indeed accessible.
Well, yeah, that's true. There is a bag that goes up to the wall, but there's a, like, kind of a, I can put my hand, the width of my hand, to access the valve. So I would call it accessible, but it's true that it's not the width of a half CTB.
Okay, copy. You can stick your arm through, and just want to make sure there's no straps or anything else that might impede your ability to reach through and turn the valve.
Yeah, that's correct. There's no straps. And if you want, I mean, one other solution is just swap the 4.0 and 1.0 CTB so that now there is a bigger hole
just under the valve. But literally, to be honest, I can bend my arm and, yeah, it's very easy to access.
Okay, that is good enough for us. Appreciate you checking.
Welcome.
And one more thing for you, Sophie, while you're there. We do think we can use one of those holes for a WHC pump separator that Jessica and Jack are going to pull out of the PMM to get ahead for an activity next week. So that's super helpful. Thanks there. And for the rest of the holes, we've got a whole bunch of stowage reshuffling happening on Friday, so we'll try and make use of the space that you found then.
Good copy, and I have the device that Jessica just gave me. I would recommend putting this into a Help CTV so that it's there's no cable or part of this ORU in the way of ARED.
That sounds good, Sophie.
And the question that I'm relaying from Jessica, she just created a hole by removing this ORU, and so she's just asking if we can replace the hole with someone else, something else in PMM.
Recommend not placing crew members in that hole, and we will add that to our list of assessment for relocation of stowage.
All right, okay. Second for three income stowage.
Go ahead, Sophie.
The pump separator that Jessica just gave me ended up in a Help CTV 5002 and relabeled pump separator so that you can track.
Fantastic. We copy. And speaking of that pump separator, Jessica and Jack can fill that hole in the PMM at their discretion, whatever makes most sense to stow in that place.
Okay, I'll pass the message.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Jessica and another potential PMM get ahead at your convenience.
Houston, Station Sophie and 2-4, XPWD, Resistant Tech.
Station 2, Sophie.
I would be ready to start whenever you are. Let me know if you're interested to start early.
We are ready as well, and just a heads up for you, both 5 and 6 express racks, we expect those lights are burned out. The procedure only mentions one of them. So when you put the safing in place in step 1, you can expect those lights to be out, and we'll verify the current on the ground.
Copy all. Extend station on 2 for PMM.
Go ahead, Jessica.
We are wondering, in the end cone, we have a 10.05019. In it are 4 water resupply tanks. They're numbers 30, 32, 33, and 35. And we are wondering, we have other water tanks that are just stowed freely, like they're not in a CTV. And we're wondering if we can take these 4 out and just stow them on their own, because that would, you know, if they're, it would, we would be able to fit more things in the end cone if they weren't all together in one CTV.
For checking.
Then station system 2 for XPWD.
Sophie, we see safing in place. You are go to continue.
Confirm. Express rack 7, muckers 5 and 6 are powered up.
And station Houston on 2 for Jessica. Got an answer and an unrelated question for you.
Bet.
Okay, for the water tanks, you are go to remove those and stow those at your leisure. And then my other question is, are you interested in another potential get-ahead for tomorrow's PMM activities?
I think so. Hit me with it and I'll tell you if it sounds like the right plan or not right now.
All right, this is a side quest for tomorrow's shrimp gather activity. There is a borescope component in overhead 4, and then there's also some video cables in bay 2. There's a stow note on board, or I can just read you the location for the borescope bag.
I'll take the location.
That's overhead 4, Alpha 1, Bravo 1. This is a 1.0 CTB 5541 labeled borescope.
Okay, copy on that. And what was the second item?
Second is a bunch of video cables. And this is one...
Okay, copy video cables.
Yeah, one 50-foot cable. And this is Papa 2, Alpha 2.
Okay, so you need one 50-foot cable in Papa 2, Alpha 2.
That's port 2, Alpha 2 for the cable.
Yep, copy port 2, Alpha 2.
And that's a 1.0 CTB serial 5490.
5490, so I just need that one 50-foot cable?
firm.
All right, awesome. Yeah, that will save some flight time for tomorrow, so we'll do that as well. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for Jessica and clarification. Houston Station on 2 for Jessica and PMM get ahead for shrimp.
Houston, go on 2.
Okay, one follow-up for the video cable and the port 2 altitude location. There's actually three cables in there, and we specifically want the HDMI cable.
Okay, copy. There's three cables in there. You specifically want the HDMI one.
Affirm. And then both that and the borescope CTB can be temp stowed at MWA.
Awesome. And the serial number for that, HDMI 1006?
That's the one.
Okay, thank you.
Houston Station, Sophie and 2 for XPWT resistance check.
Houston 2, Sophie, go ahead.
One of the biggest difference that I found is in Table 3 for measuring J3-1 to J3-3, where I had an overload instead of 500 or 3.2 kilo-ohms.
We copy. That's good data.
And when there was an expectation of no overload, I reported in the table the exact values. Sometimes the values are slightly different than what we expected. So, yeah, you'll check in the table. Just a question for the next step for decimal six.
We're ready to copy the question.
Right now, the AdLink Mini PC power data switch has a tie wrap that is holding in place to the off position. Do you want me to break the tie wrap?
You're checking.
And just as a heads up, if I don't break this tie wrap, I will not be able to put this into the on position.
And Sophie Houston, back with you on 2. You are go to remove the tie wrap and flip that power switch to on. Go in.
Will do so. Sensation, Sophie on 2 for XPWD.
Go ahead on 2.
On step 5.1, do you want me to reinstall another tie wrap on the AdLink Mini PC power and data switch?
Affirm, and I have a location for you.
I'm ready to copy.
We'll be in node 1 overhead for Bravo 1 in a 0.5 CTB 1363.
Node 1 overhead for Bravo 1, 0.5 CTV, 1363.
That's a good read.
And station Sophie 2 for XPWD.
Go ahead on 2.
Step 5.5, Express Track Power Cable are remounted. Your go to enable power lock. Locker power.
We copy, and we will hand that right back to you. You will actually power those on in 5.7.
Enough. Sensation, Sophie, on 2 for XPWD.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
I was just wanted to make sure that we were coordinating. I'm waiting for your go on step 5.7.
You are go in step 5.7.
Hey, go 5.7. Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for PWD.
Go ahead on 2.
It's been more than 1 minute, and I do not see the light illuminate, so I understand Mucker 6 is burned, but Mucker 5 is still off, OFF. And the XPWD lights are all off, and I didn't see the transient that was described in the procedure.
Checking. And Sophie, Houston's back with you on 2. We're not seeing our expected power change on the ground. Can you please verify step 5.8 XPWD power is fully in the on position?
Well, step 5.7, I have the two lockers that are powered on. And step 5.8 comes after watching the LEDs, which would be... Do you want me to do 5.8?
That's affirmed, Sophie. Please execute step 5.8, and that's on us with those burned out LEDs. Should have better notified you to not wait for those lights to come on after 5.7.
Okay, no worries. All right, so now I have the XCWD powered on, and let me stand by just and observe the lights.
And that wait 1 minute note above that XCWD power on actually applies to this step, so it'll take about a minute for the LEDs in 5.9 to populate.
See that. And Kirsten from Sophie for now, although I think it's been already 1 minute, I have the iodine filter light that is on, and none of the other lights are on. All OFS except iodine filter light.
Okay, we copy, Sophie. Can you please verify that filter light is amber colored? Filter light is amber.
Filter light is amber, correct. There is no light on the descent ambient or descent hot.
Okay, we copy all, and this is not unexpected given the issues we've been seeing. So I'd like to ask you to go back to step one to power back off XPWD and lockers 5 and 6. We do have an activity tomorrow to R&R the SD card for this. This was expected that we may encounter this issue. And in the meantime, XPWD is no-go for use.
So I will put a label XPWD no-go, and I will execute right away step one to power off XPWD.
That's a good read. Thank you, Sophie.
You're welcome. And step one is complete. And just to check, you didn't want to try to power cycle. I mean, try it a second time.
Negative. Appreciate the offer, but no power cycle at this time. We'll go straight to tomorrow's R&R. And one last reminder, since you've recorded so much good data, just to hit that save data button on the procedure before you close it.
I'm ready to copy.
Nothing further to copy, just reminding you to hit that save data button in the procedure, please.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. So I did this probably thousands of times already, but thanks for the reminder.
Yes, you did so much hard work in there and recorded so many variables. We definitely want to make sure those are captured. So thank you again.
I'm totally in accordance with what you said, yeah.
Station Houston, space to ground 2 for Sophie at your convenience.
Hey, I'll offer you.
Go ahead on 2.
I'm just wondering, is the suit engineer on a different channel?
He is not on a different channel, but he is here listening, and we're handing over in 30 seconds.
Okay, copy. You said airlock on 2.
It's on 2, Jessica. Go ahead.
We have some initial observations. Did I just give those to you on 2 then for the suit engineer?
Affirm. That works for us.
Okay, yeah, so I did the procedure with the suggested tacking. There were 3 knots to adjoin the 2 pads and then 2 on the kind of arm edge. And unfortunately, because the pads are different shapes, like this one curves in, as you guys can probably see in the video, when I put it on, there's actually a gap there, which is kind of the one part that we're really trying to cover. So we'll see how it feels, but my suggestion would be, if they're okay with it, to add more stitches in between the 2 stitches to help keep the pads together more.
Okay, we copy. We'll have the engineers assess that recommendation. Station Houston, space to ground 2 for Jack and Jessica. As you guys are testing out your fit there, we are go with any additional tack you may need to add.
Okay, additional stitches you're saying for the pads?
Affirm if needed.
Okay, copy, thank you. Houston, airlock on 2, just curious if the suit engineer has specific questions or things he wants to go through.
Checking. And while we check, we'll take any specific thoughts, feedback, that sort of thing that you have in the meantime.
I think this is a good progress. My one concern was the fact that they extended over the sides of the shoulders onto the arm, and I was wondering if it might limit any, you know, arm movement or stuff to the gloves, but the circumference of the upper arm is so big that it really makes no difference at all. I would say that got definitely better with the added pad, because of that separation that we noted. There's still like the
bony protrusion still kind of can get through there, but I think, like we mentioned, if we can just put additional tack knots in between those spaces, it'll help keep it together. And it's definitely improvement, so I think that this would work for me. I think I can also, I'll follow up with Iwan afterward as well, but I think just adding a few more knots will do the trick.
Okay, we copy all. That's good news, step in the right direction. And we do have one question from our engineers. We're compiling right now, so give us just a sec.
Okay, and I do have one more comment as well. I used the previous crew member's comfort gloves and just the half-inch thickness of the Mosite, and I think that that's the config that I would use if I were to do another EVA. The gloves are significantly more comfortable in the fingers with these thinner comfort gloves. And I think the padding, I do notice a pretty big difference with the padding, but I think the half, maybe I'll have Jack evaluate the half plus an eighth just to see, but I think the half is going to work.
We copy. And Jessica, with all those helpful details, you actually answered the questions that our engineers had, so you're welcome to add those additional stitches that you think we may need, and then we'll take those photos and then the count of all the resources utilized in that crew note at the end.
Okay, perfect, thanks. We are going to evaluate at least one glove for now, just adding the half-inch plus the 1/8 inch, just to see what we think about that.
Copy. Houston Station, Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Sophie.
Houston, is you on two?
Sophie, we need your help on a couple of things. First is for an O2 sensor that we've been seeing issues with today. Our ground troubleshooting was no joy. We'd like you to take a look at that. That's in Node 2, Deck 3, and then the add link it's attached to is in Starboard 3. We need you to verify the connection on both ends, please.
O2 sensor, Node 2, Deck 3, and I didn't get the second part of your message.
The add link that sensor is connected to is on Starboard 3, and there's a cable connecting the two, so we'd like you to verify both ends of that cable, make sure they're connected correctly.
Yeah, we'll add link Starboard 3 with checking all the cable connections.
Affirm, and if you need, I do have a procedure reference, if that helps.
I'm ready to go.
5.305, the COTS air sensor.
Copy, and did you see 5.305, and did you say there was a second thing that you wanted me, or first I start with this and we'll see after?
Second item is about the valve earlier, the IMV valve back in Node 3. I just want to make sure the word has been spread and maybe talk about putting a sign or an arrow or something. But we can talk about that after the O2 sensor.
That's a very good idea to put a sign or... Yes, let me do the first O2 sensor and then I'll come back to you.
Copy.
Houston Station, Sophie and Tupor, O2 sensor.
Go ahead on to you, Sophie.
Yeah, all seems nominal in here. The only thing that was not nominal is that the Velcro of the CO2 sensor is not appropriate to stick, so I will replace the Velcro for the CO2, but the rest is all nominal.
Okay, we copy all, Sophie. And hearing that, we'd like to ask you to cycle that cable on the AdLink side. So just unplug and then plug it right back in. And to be clear, that's the O2 cable.
Cycle. I understand I will cycle the O2 cable and not the CO2 cable, right?
Affirm.
Done.
Houston copies, and we are now seeing data. If that did the trick. Thank you very much, Sophie.
I'll just take 2 minutes to repair the Velcro of the CO2 sensor, if you don't mind.
We do not mind at all. It'd be much appreciated.
And station Sophie and for... IMV valve Node 3.
It's you on too, Sophie.
I just wrote IMV valve with an arrow, like, very clear to the eye. And as soon as I see some foam appearing, I will create a sort of kind of foam piece around the, like, it would be creating some space so that we can even see it. But for now, not sure I have this type of phone, so I'll be creative and we'll send you the picture once it's done.
Okay, copy the sign. Great work there. And then hold off on the foam. We actually have a coming activity to build some foam structure protecting around those valves. So good thought, but that's coming in the future.
Oh, great news. Perfect. All right, so for now we'll do with the arrow. And Chris just saw it, and he approves this as well.
Fantastic.
And if you don't have any other stuff, I'm going to help Jack to do the EMU swap.
Nothing further for you. Appreciate your help on those two items.
No worries at all. Eastern Station, Sophie and 2 for SSC 18.
Good to you on 2, Sophie.
Just a quick word to let you know that SSC 18 wired transition was successful.
We copy. Thanks for the help there.
You're welcome.